The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DePaul University. With more than 195,000 alumni around the world, DePaul graduates are a force in the workforce. Learn more at herewedo.depaul.edu.
It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
What am I supposed to do with this
save
now?
Save it. Save. We'll get to it tomorrow.
You sure?
We have 4 hours tomorrow.
All right. Okay. All right. 4 hours, bro. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Listen, we're going to talk football tonight. 312-332-3776.
And not where they should be playing football.
Although that was fun.
We did enough of that yesterday. I don't think we care about where they play. I think we care more about who's going to be playing for the Bears next year.
You know, if Cap doesn't want us to take his content, he should log out of his email before he leaves work.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm going to log him off.
What's he got?
No, I know, you're not that guy.
I'm logging out from
his Gmail. I'm just making sure that we establish this now because I've got this we didn't get to. We got all kinds of stuff. But here's the important thing. If you're tuning in right now. Here's the important thing. Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks have friction. There's friction between the two sides. Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade yet, but it seems like where there's smoke, there could be fire. Adam Schefter is reporting on ESPN.com that if there is a trade request at some point, that the Chicago Bears would be on the destination list from Russell Wilson. So, like, that's what we've been reacting to today because one, there are so many different angles we can take and look at this from, but, you know, think about it from this side. This is not something that used to happen in the NFL. In the NFL, good quarterbacks and franchise quarterbacks stay with teams for their entire careers, for the most part, until they're, like, old and busted, and then they get forced somewhere else because the team that had them wants the new guy, Aaron Rodgers, over Brett Favre, and then Brett Favre jumps to a different team and kind of holds on for as long as he can at the end of his career. But usually in the NFL, we've been used to this idea that the Peyton Mannings, as long as he wanted to be a Colt, he was going to be a Colt. Tom Brady with the Patriots, he could be there as long as he wanted to. And now within the last couple of years, there is now this new item out in the landscape of the NFL where I think quarterbacks are changing the game. They want to dictate policy on where they want to go. And it reminds me a lot about movement in the NBA. NBA stars control where they want to go, when they want to go, what they want to do from year to year in the league. Mm-hmm. And really, no one's safe. You can sign a 5-6 year contract, but really it's up to the star and whether or not they're disgruntled or not disgruntled, right? And if they're happy in the place that they're at. Mm-hmm. And so when we have the story of Deshaun Watson saying he wants out of Houston, and that is something that the NFL is keeping an eye on, it's something to note, but then you could always come back and be like, yeah, but quarterbacks don't get traded just because they want to. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, here's another one. Russell Wilson in his prime, to me, the second best player in the National Football League, now is not requesting the trade, but now this is a story where he is not happy with the Seahawks, and Adam Schefter is reporting that this is something that could happen.
I know we talked a lot about it with Waddle and Sylvie, and Waddle said a lot that he would be cheaper, but the more I think about it, is he going to be cheaper? He's a top five quarterback in the league. I know he's older. I know he's 5 or 6 years older. I understand that. But the money is also less, and don't you think that you would also almost be paying the same price because there are going to be at least four suitors, if not more? Because, look, he says four teams, but if another team comes with a better offer and the Seahawks go to him and say, hey, look, I know you didn't want to go to the Jets, but this is what the Jets are offering. Would you be interested? It's the best deal for us. We're going to trade you. Could you do us a solid and go to the Jets, right? You like Robert Saleh. You've tweeted about him. You've Instagrammed about him. Would you go there, right? So it could be four teams. This to me,
Cap's logged into Twitter too. I mean, what are we doing?
Just like something.
I'll go to our tweet to promote the show.
We'll give it a retweet.
We'll give it a fresh retweet.
Give a retweet.
He's logged in once again. Thank you.
That's the least you could
do. There we go. That's good.
If you're not going to promote yourself, who's going to promote you?
Yeah, well, Cap will.
David Kaplan.
When he's logged in to everything on this computer. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right.
You had a nice statement there.
Yeah. No. So I think it's the four teams he mentions, the Saints, the Cowboys, the Raiders, and the Bears, unless another team comes up. And look, I don't think that Russell Wilson is mad at the Seahawks organization. I think he's disgruntled because he wants things done his way, and they're not taking he's the one out there running the offense, and they're not taking his suggestions into account. And he's just like, look, I want you guys to listen to me. Otherwise, I'm going to leave. If you're not going to listen to your most important player, what's the point of having me around? I've earned the respect, and I've earned the right to be like, I don't like those plays. I like this place. I like these personnel. I don't like this personnel. Just listen to me. That's all I want. I would like this wide receiver. I would like input. I don't want to be in the draft room, but I want input, right? Go out and get me some weapons. Do something, right? This is all seems like a very high school turnabout vibe, right? Before, you know, with homecoming, if homecoming is what the NFL used to be, this is now turnabout. Homecoming used to be where the guys asked the girls to the dance, correct? And then you get to turnabout a few months later, and it's the girls' turn to ask the guys to the dance. Well, now the NFL's turning into turnabout, where it's now the quarterbacks that are saying, you need to move me. And to me, this has got the vibe of, you kind of like a girl, she knows you kind of like her, but she's going to have her friend ask you first if you'd say yes, because she doesn't want to be humiliated if you say no. Right? So he's saying, I don't want to be traded, but if you did trade me, he's like, I don't want to go to the dance, but if you ask me, I'll get a suit. I'll go to the dance. I'll go with you. I won't say no. That's kind of the vibe of this Russell Wilson thing. He doesn't want to be traded, but...
But he's making his...
If you did trade me, I'd go with Johnny. I'd go with Jimmy. I'd go with Blake. I'm trying to think of a high school kid named Blake.
Okay.
And
Johnny, Jimmy, and Blake.
Zach.
And Zach, okay.
Johnny, Jimmy, Blake, and Zach.
Okay.
Those are my high school kid names.
So ESPN.com, Adam, I'm just going to ignore what you kind of just did there with the names and the whole thing.
I thought it was a good analogy.
I mean, it is, but I think didn't we sum it up with it's like the NBA now? Like, you needed another analogy on top of the analogy?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily like the NBA, because I feel like the NBA...
Stars just dictating where they want to go.
But this has been going on for a while in the NBA, whereas the NFL, this is a year thing.
Yeah, of course.
Quarterbacks.
Of course, it's been going on with the NBA for quite a while, but this is exactly what this is turning into. Mm-hmm. Like, and poor J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt's out there trying to make noise. It's like, listen, buddy,
he's a free agent, though. He doesn't have to be traded.
No one cares. There's quarterbacks out here trying to go to new spots.
He also can't sign until the free agency period begins, correct? If I'm not mistaken, he's a free agent.
Who, J.J. Watt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's he waiting for? He has to wait until it starts.
I'm just telling him, move to the side, sir. No one cares.
He's on the side. What do you mean he's on the side?
He's chirping. Oh, I want to play here. What deal will I take? Oh, maybe this might.
JJ Watt's just tweeting workout videos.
I'm just telling you right now, no one cares, because quarterbacks of consequence are making their decisions known for people, and they're doing you're comparing it to the homecoming
and the turnabout dance.
You said homecoming, right? So you compared homecoming and now turnabout dance.
Yeah.
And the point is that quarterbacks are now trying to dictate the policy of the National Football League. And so Adam Schefter was on with Waddle and Sylvie earlier today, and he talked about, because right, like the comeback to Black and Abdallah would be like, guys, he's not coming to Chicago. He's not going to go to Dallas or New Orleans or Las Vegas, the four teams that he has listed as possible destinations. If he were to request a trade, he's not going to go anywhere, because Seattle's just going to keep them. Why would they trade Russell Wilson? Here's Adam Schefter with Waddle and Sylvie a couple hours ago, where he sees that a separation could be on the horizon. Here's Adam Schefter.
The truth of the matter is, it's a dance that's gone on for a period of time here, okay? Like, the Seahawks were scouting quarterbacks, and by the way, they should be, right? But why were they so interested in Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, some of these other quarterbacks? Why'd they do as much work on them at a time where Russell's contract was coming up, maybe just to be prepared, maybe in just in case they decided to move on from him. So, look, I want to be very, I think this is a two-sided thing. This is not just Russell Wilson, okay? It's complicated. I think there's layers to this. I think that it's something that definitely bears watching. I think they're headed their own separate ways. I don't know whether that will be this offseason or next offseason, but I think it's getting more difficult to think that Russell Wilson is going to play his career in one city the way that many all-time great players have.
So you think a separation here in the next year or two is very possible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do think that is possible in the next year or two. I think it's possible this offseason. Not likely, but possible. And it's certainly possible next offseason. And yes, so the next, you give me two more offseasons? Yes, definitely.
So that's Adam Schefter earlier today on Waddle and Sylvie. And so we are entering a new era of NFL football free agency movement because it's Russell Wilson, it's Deshaun Watson. If those two can force a move anywhere, like, you know what's coming down the pipe, the next one will be Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers is not happy in Green Bay, he's going to force his way somewhere else. And, like, really, if you take a look at it, I've got a list of quarterbacks. There's five quarterbacks in the NFL that you can make a case. They're, boom, locked in that location. Everyone else in the National Football League, it's open season. They may be on the move. They may force a trade somewhere. They may have a team that wants to upgrade from that quarterback. Only five. I'll tell you who those five are next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Shot!
Deshaun Watson wants to be moved. We know that. Adam Schefter with the news today that Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade from the Seahawks. But if he were to demand a trade from the Seahawks, he has four teams on the list. Las Vegas Raiders, Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints, and the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are two individuals. Basically, there are five quarterbacks that are locked in place. Everyone else, open season in the NFL. Do you want me to tell you or do you want to guess who these quarterbacks are?
The other five quarterbacks?
The other five quarterbacks who are locked in.
Who are locked in. Oh, Mahomes?
Mahomes is one, yes, with Kansas City.
Herbert?
Justin Herbert with L.A. Deal. Yeah.
He's locked in.
Is that considered locked in? Rookie?
Yeah.
I wouldn't
yeah.
You're doing like yeah,
they're not looking for
what?
A new contract. Okay. He's locked in. Herbert, yes.
I would say Stafford. Because of the recent trade?
Eliminate the quarterbacks who have already moved this offseason.
Okay.
Because he was open season and that happened. So.
Ooh, can I go off the... Is Trevor Lawrence one of them? No?
No, but that's a good thought. Yeah, okay. No drafted quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So Herbert, Mahomes.
Joe Burrow, yeah.
Cincinnati,
Burrow,
yes. Okay. He's locked in.
Josh Allen.
Yep.
Yes.
And one more. It's obvious. One more.
Nick Foles.
No, Nick Foles. It's obvious. Super Bowl champion, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. If he wants to be with the Buccaneers, he's going to be.
Oh, yeah. They're already talking about doing an extension so they could free up some more money.
Mahomes,
so, yeah.
Allen, Brady, yeah. Okay. Burrow, Herbert.
See, I wasn't going to consider Brady because he's only got 1 year left on his deal. So technically, he's not.
And I would say Aaron Rodgers technically is locked in with Green Bay, but if there's friction and if Russell Wilson can force his way out of Seattle, then don't you think the dominoes start to fall and then Aaron Rodgers can force his way out of Green Bay? So basically, to me, there are only five quarterbacks locked in. Mahomes, Allen, Brady, Burrow, Herbert, Trevor Lawrence when he gets drafted with Jacksonville. Okay, I'll give you that. But basically, everyone else in the National Football League, it's open season.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, Tua was just drafted, but they're fielding, you know, they're making offers or they're fielding calls.
I don't think he's locked in.
I like you mentioned, I know that the Matthew Stafford Goff trade happened. I would say Wentz is locked in.
Yeah, he's locked in now, but he was moved this offseason.
He was
with the Eagles. He was a part of this open season
point.
Idea.
There's five or six quarterbacks that are locked in, and that leaves, you know, 27, 26 teams that it's just... let's just go to town and find ourselves a quarterback.
Right. And okay, so if we look at Dallas, for example, if Dallas called Seattle, they see this report or they know the intel before it becomes public, and they say, okay, Russell wants out of Seattle. We want Russell Wilson. So they have Dak Prescott. You could say you could swap it, or if there was a way for them to move whatever they had to Seattle to get Wilson, is Dak Prescott available for the Bears to then plug? See, like, this is where my mind goes, because we were thinking about this with Watson and the possibilities of Watson going to other destinations outside of Chicago and whether or not the Bears could benefit from just movement in the quarterback marketplace.
So my question with Dak is, would the Seahawks want them to tag Dak and then trade him? Because that would cost $24 million. So you would tag Dak at $24 million, and then you would trade him. I don't know what the cap ramifications of that would be if Seattle would just be on the hook for all $24 million, because they're going to be on the hook for a portion of Russell Wilson's deal. So do you really want to add $24 million to whatever you have to pay for quarterbacks? You're end up paying, you know, close to $50 million or $60 million just to get rid of to sign Dak and then to get rid of Russell Wilson. Would they rather just, you know, try to get a better draft pick, maybe use the Cowboys draft pick in a package to move up in the draft and draft themselves a quarterback? Or would they wait and try to pull off another trade? And would they, you know, if let's say Jimmy Garoppolo, if the 49ers do something in Mel Kiper's mock draft right now, they have the 49ers moving up for Mac Jones, and then that would mean Jimmy Garoppolo is available. So could they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo? Could they find another quarterback that way? So there's a lot of questions with the Cowboys and Dak, and what the Seahawks would do should Russell Wilson move on, because that just opens up another team that you're saying, well, what are they going to do? You know, because all of these teams we've seen, even teams with quarterbacks, like you mentioned, the Dolphins don't know what they want to do. Do they like Tua? Sam Darnold with the Jets, do they like him? By all accounts, every mock draft I've seen has the Jets sticking with Sam Darnold and picking an offensive tackle, a wide receiver, something like that, to build around Sam Darnold. That remains to be seen. If they get a good enough offer, do they move down, or do they pick a quarterback if they get enough good enough offer for Sam Darnold? But you've got teams at the top of the draft that have a quarterback. Like the Panthers have Teddy Bridgewater, but they want to move on because they've been involved with all of these trades. They made an offer to Oakland for Carr, and they said he wasn't available. So you've got teams that need quarterbacks. And if Oakland, you know, if they trade, if Russell Wilson is traded to Oakland, he's on the list, does Derek Carr go back to Seattle or in the deal? Or do they release him? Do they find another trade partner for him? There's so many moving parts to this deal that would have to take place.
Yeah, and in so many different moving parts around the entire league. You know, Albert Breer joins Captain Jay Hood.
Vegas, whatever. You know what I mean.
What's wrong?
I said Oakland. I meant Vegas. I don't care.
Did someone in the Twitch chat call?
Yeah,
you
got well, actually.
Well, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. ESPN, you know, 1000, I mean. Chicago
the
on the Twitch chat.
Black and gray teams. Black and silver team. Well, get over it.
Did you apologize, though?
I just did. I'm sorry.
Specifically to
Bravo,
the Twitcher.
Bravo Delta Echo. Okay. And I'm sorry, Ross K. Fish, who I assume is a fish fan because of the PH.
Oh, I see. Yeah. The spelling, yeah.
No, Ross K. Fish, you're high. I actually said Vegas. You're just on too many fish.
Don't go after. Don't pull a Kaplan and start going after our Twitchers.
I love them.
The Twitchers are the backbone of this show.
I love our Twitch chatters.
Locking
I love our long
every
streamers.
Every single night.
I love when fish comes to Wrigley and people behind the Taco Bell get busted for selling balloons of gas. That's the best, because they can't really run anywhere because their legs don't work. Because they're on too much gas.
Did you apologize?
I just did.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Okay. I'm sorry. The Johnny Vegas Oakland Raiders. How about that? All of them. Get them all in there. The Johnny Vegas Oakland Raiders. The football team formerly known as Oakland Raiders. They're just a symbol now. Like Prince. They're just the Pirates. The Raider helmet.
Can I move on?
Yeah, I want to move on. Am I getting well actually left and right?
I just want to make sure.
Don't know what I mean when I say Oakland.
We were going to continue talking about something that we were abruptly stopped because Oakland Las Vegas confusion. Hey, at least you're not giving me San Diego Chargers.
No, I don't do that. I know they're in Los Angeles. That I know.
All right, good. I'm glad we settled that. I mean, I don't know if we'd be able to continue the show if we didn't get that covered. Can I talk to you about the Bulls game last night?
Yeah.
The Bulls beat the Timberwolves 133-126. The game went to overtime. The Bulls doubled up. The Timberwolves in overtime, 14-7 was the scoring. Zach LaVine, 35 points, fantastic once again for the Bulls, 41 minutes. Kobe White, he had 20 points, 17 points for Carter, 13 points from Williams. Three off the bench all give you double figures. Young, Saransky, Valentine. So the Bulls last night, they beat a team they should have beat. And they took care of business when they got to overtime. Things didn't quite go well at the end of the game, at the end of the fourth quarter, like you would hope. They were up by a few points, and then the Timberwolves kept coming back. Like, Malik Beasley, he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I know he was suspended today for 12 games, but, like, he is a really good young player, and the Timberwolves just locked him up for some time. But, like, he is the type of guy that you want to see young players really coming into their own in the league, and he was hitting some big shots last night. But the Bulls, again, taking care of business in overtime, it probably shouldn't have gotten to overtime, though.
Yeah, can I... Like, the context is, when we say here, Black and Abdallah, hot takes with a side of context, the hot take is, they're the sixth seed! Woo!
Oh, quite a celebration last night. You see that in the Eastern Conference? Sixth?
Sixth seed! Sixth seed nation. Well, they went to overtime against one of the worst teams in the NBA that fired their coach like a week ago. So, yeah, it was great. LaVine, my guy, put up 35, another over, if you bet it, in total points. The Bulls covered, and they won. But you needed overtime against one of the worst teams in the league. They've had the fourth easiest schedule in the NBA. Like, yeah, cool, awesome. You're the sixth seed now. Hang your head on that. You're not even to the halfway point of the season yet, so let's stop scoreboard watching. And also, you have the hardest part of your schedule is coming up after the All-Star break. So let's not get crazy with this. It's fun. The guys are developing. Kobe White played really, really well. Zach LaVine played really well. But at the same time, you shouldn't have needed overtime against one of the worst teams in the league.
And a part of the problem last night was the turnovers from the backcourt. Kobe White, 7 turnovers. Zach LaVine, 7 turnovers. Here's Billy Donovan after the game with Casey Johnson.
I'm not going to ask you about the turnovers tonight because I jinxed you last time I did that, but I am going to ask you.
Same thing, Casey. I told you that, like you said that, and that was exact my exact line, you know, in Houston. You know, I don't want to talk about it, okay? But now we got two guys with 7 turnovers. So, I mean, it's not fixed. It's not fixed. I didn't want to talk about it, and now we have to talk about it, but – yeah, we got to be better back there taking care of the basketball. We just have to be much better than we were.
I'll take a turnover on that one. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Well, you know, that's one compared to 14, Casey.
Billy Donovan, yes. And shout out to Casey Johnson there. You're right. And Billy Donovan's right. Shout out to him, too. One compared to 14. And, you know, like, here's the thing that's really bothersome. And it's also refreshing, too. It's refreshing because Billy Donovan has no-nonsense style, where he's going to coach them the right way to get what needs to be accomplished on the floor. But here's the other part of it. Zach LaVine's making good plays down the stretch at the end of the game. And then he has that lazy one-handed pass to the side where Kobe White is forced out of bounds and the ball goes out of bounds. And it's just a turnover that was completely unnecessary. It was a turnover where Kobe White was, what, 35 feet away from the hoop, going away from the basket, and Zach just made a bad pass where, like, those are the plays that if you eliminate that, your lead of 4 to 6 points mm-hmm. then could turn into 8 to 9, and the game's over. You don't have to worry about an overtime. You don't have to worry about the Timberwolves having a last chance to try and beat you on your home court. Like, those are the things that need to be eliminated from Zach's game. He's been fantastic. 35 points. He hit some big shots last night. He had some really nice plays on both ends of the floor. I'll give him the credit for that. But those are the type of plays, and you could hear the irritation to Billy Donovan that both of his guards need to eliminate turnovers for this team to have more success going forward.
Also, I felt like it was another end-of-the-game situation. You got 5 seconds left. LaVine pulls up for a mid-range jumper. Go to the basket, man. At least if you know you don't have time to get the layup, at least try to draw the foul and end the game in regulation. You know, like if you're going to pull up, I'm not saying it was a lazy mid-range jumper. There wasn't a lot of time on the clock. I get that. And you're not taking a three. You're trying to just get the win and take the more efficient shot of that jump shot. But go to the basket. Go to the basket. Try to draw a foul and end it there so you don't have to go to overtime.
Zach LaVine is an all-star. I have some advice for him coming up next. Some advice for Zach LaVine. That's next.
You are listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Is this only slotted from 6 to 8?
I don't know. I have yet to hear during
you can sub to the Fred special.
It is?
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go, Tyler?
Swimmingly.
I want to hear it during Cap and J Hood and hear the reaction from Cap. That's what I want to hear.
Do you know what it is?
I think it's Skrillex.
Is it Skrillex?
I think it is.
Hold on, I can find out.
You're not. We'll it's know how much
longer.
Got
major Harlem Shake vibes to it.
Six.
Nope. I'm not going to know.
You can't get your app up that quickly. But if you need help, you can go to BlueChew.com and promo code ESPN.
They could help get my app up faster.
Yeah. So
sometimes it crashes. Is that a?
Yeah. It's yes. Just use the promo code ESPN.
Okay.
And then you'll get that all situated there. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We're talking Bulls basketball with you at 312-332-3776. I have advice for Zach LaVine. I hope he takes it. I think it's good. I think it's good advice. No. This is fantastic. He's an all-star. Here's my advice to Zach LaVine. Take control of All-Star Weekend. You were just named an all-star. Here you go. Take control of the weekend. My advice to you, do the dunk contest.
Yeah.
I heard yesterday Zion Williamson say that he has yet to rule it out, that he may or may not take part in the dunk contest. Zach LaVine has yet to rule it out that he might do the dunk contest. Interested in doing the three-point contest again. He participated in the three-point contest last season. I would say this. My advice to Zach LaVine would be this. Right now, you have a lot of positive momentum on your side, in your favor, around the league. What you're doing scoring the basketball, people are noticing from coast to coast. People are talking about the Bulls now. You're almost to 500. This team has the ability to get over 500, to make the playoffs this season. My advice would be capture the momentum that you have, do the dunk contest, participate in the three-point contest, show out in the All-Star game, and really put yourself on the map around the league and get even more people that you know how All-Star Weekend goes.
So here's the problem.
If Zach showed up and showed out in the dunk contest, he did well in the three-point contest, and he's a storyline in the All-Star game, that helps the platform not only for him, but also for the Chicago Bulls. And if we really want to roll this forward and you want to get attracted free agents to look at Chicago and say, yeah, maybe I should go there because we can win, do everything at All-Star Weekend and really capture the attention of everyone.
I love it. Great advice.
That's my advice.
It's great advice.
It's my advice.
I wish he could have done that last year when it was in Chicago.
It would have been nice.
However.
But guess what? He's an All-Star now.
I don't know if this has changed since I read this report. But the report is that the dunk contest will take place during halftime of the All-Star game.
Perfect. All the major players will be on the court watching. It will be a huge television event.
But he's playing in the All-Star game.
That's fine. Participate. Same with Zion. Zion Williamson's in the All-Star game. He has yet to rule it out.
That's true.
So here's my question to you. So that's just my advice. My advice to the side.
They need to save him for the playoff run. Save his legs.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the playoffs first, Abdallah.
The sixth seed.
But I think that the key here is I think that would be really cool. And I'm glad that he's an all-star, and I'm glad that this is where this is going, and he is having a fantastic season.
And he had one of the last great dunk contests.
He absolutely did. So here's my question to you. 312-332-3776. You can pick anybody in the NBA, and they have to do the dunk contest. who are you selecting? The names that I some of the names on my list would be Zach LaVine, Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, Derek Jones, Anthony Edwards. Those would be the five guys like I would pick from that list. If there's a player in the league and you could pick any, you could pick anyone.
Yeah.
You could pick any player in the league.
Yeah.
They have to honor your selection. They have to do the dunk contest. Yeah. Who are you taking?
LeBron.
You think he's really going to show out for you in a dunk contest?
So. LeBron wants to win. LeBron wants to win. And I think if he's out there, he will try to win it. And I think that, yes, he's getting old, but you see it in games. The dude can still get up. Like, the dude has still got ups, man.
He can. Yeah.
He'll do it.
So if we have the same celebrities and athletes holding up and doing the scoring, then I say LeBron wins.
Because of Wade?
Just because
people would just be so happy. I mean, listen, people are saying he's an MVP. No one's looking at the numbers, but people are saying he's MVP. Anyone see the game last night by the chance? Anyone see Utah just completely... Yeah, you're right, Tyler. I mean, okay, so if you could pick one person, they have to honor your selection to be in the dunk contest, 312-332-3776. You're going with LeBron. Yeah. Eric, who are you going with?
I'm going recency bias. I'll go Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. Yeah. Tyler, who are you selecting?
I still like Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon, okay, off the board. Wow, no one takes Zion Williamson? No one wants to see Zion?
I mean, I do.
Oh, I want to see him. I think he's similar to LeBron, where they just have the powerful dunks.
Yeah,
and
I think he still can do the LaVine-esque dunks.
Could he go behind the back and dunk?
Is he doing spins and stuff, or is he just like, I'm going to rip the rim down?
I mean, Ja Morant could do the spins.
That's true.
Right? Derrick Jones, we've seen him do it, right? Derrick Jones last year was incredible. He was really good. And then Zach LaVine. I mean, heck, to get Zach back into it, that would be cool.
Yeah, of course.
Salim and Elgin, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Salim?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What do you got, Salim?
So I wanted to say for the dunk contest, I would say LeBron, just because I've seen him do dunks like before the game. But I've gone to a game early, and he's done some crazy dunks. So I would love to see him in the dunk contest. So that's the answer for that. But I wanted to call in and talk about the game last night. I agree with you guys that the win was nice, but I feel like they should have definitely finished that off in the fourth quarter. They should probably won by double digits against a team like the Wolves. The turnovers you brought up are just really sloppy turnovers. I think you kind of see while Zach has improved his ball handling and playmaking, he still struggles as a decision maker at times. So, I mean, hopefully the Bulls, he can either improve or hopefully the Bulls can get somebody next to him to really handle the ball. And the last thing I wanted to mention, too, is I really like Billy Donovan after the game and the post game. He decided to, you know, set the tone and said, you know, I'm not really happy with this win. I mean, yeah, a win is nice, but we expect better, and I like that. I like that he's kind of changing the culture of, you know, we're not just happy with getting a win. We need to play better, and we need to make sure we're not turning the ball over and playing the right way.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, Salim. Absolutely. Thank you for the phone call.
And
that's what's, I think, so comforting in having Billy Donovan as the head coach is that, yeah, Salim's right. Like, in past years, a win over the Timberwolves, everyone celebrate. And I think that's why you and I get some pushback in this whole world of Bulls conversation is because you and I see the greater context of what this city has to offer, what this franchise has to offer, how the Bulls used to be relevant. And the last 3 years have just, you know, ruined what Bulls fans were about and used to. And so, like, the moment you sniff 500, it's like, oh, look how great we have a 30-point score. It's like, Salim's right. They were sloppy in the fourth quarter. They should have taken care of business against the Timberwolves. You're going to play a lot of tough teams in the second half of the season after the All-Star break, and you're going to have a lot of situations where you're going to have to execute against teams who are very good. And whether or not the Bulls can do that, that's going to be the key to whether or not they hold on to this idea that they can make the playoffs. Hey, what is it? Like, seeds 4 through, like, 12 in the East are separated by like 3.5 games.
Well, I know they're only a half a game out of the 4 seed. They're in the 6 seed right now.
Right.
They're 5.5 games out of the 1 seed, but they're only half a game out of the 4 seed.
But if you go the opposite way,
yeah,
the only two teams in the conference that are out of it are Detroit,
mm-hmm,
and then there's it's
it's like, really just Detroit.
Yeah,
Cleveland's
like Detroit's
9.5 out of the, like, they're out of the top seed. Like,
right. Yeah, so they're 9.5, but they're, that means they're only
the Pistons
like,
are out, are 12, or yeah, out of the, there's 7 games, there's 6 games out of the 8th seed. The Cavs are 3.5
It's really
games.
Just Detroit and Cleveland. Yeah. The Wizards?
Well, they're only 3.5 games out.
Washington, Orlando, Atlanta, New York, Boston, Miami, Charlotte, Chicago, Toronto, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Those 10 teams are separated by 3.5 games. So, like, you, Bulls fans can celebrate. They're the 6th seed today. But, you know, one bad week against solid competition, you could be, you know, 14th in the conference. That's how this is stacking up. Charlie and Wheaton, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Charlie?
Hi, how's it going?
What's up, man? What do you think?
I would say Derrick Rose before he tore his ACL in the slam dunk contest.
That would have been great, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you want to see D. Rose in a dunk contest?
Well, just all of the dunks he had and how he would go up and throw it down with two hands and just being a smaller person in the dunk contest. I always think that looks better than a big dude.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the call, Charlie. We appreciate it. Small guys dunking is always, like, that's why Ja Morant's on my list, because Ja gets up. He's also smaller. He's thin. So, like, it looks better.
Yeah,
visually, it looks better.
That's why I don't know if Zion, like, everybody wants Zion just because he's big and, like, he had that great dunk last night. But I don't know, man. Like, I just don't know if he's going to be that. Like, I don't know if he can win.
Like, could he do the tricks?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he could.
I don't think so.
The guys are underestimating Zion Williamson.
Is he going to pull, like, the entire rim down? Like, is that a thing?
I mean,
could he do, like, the 12 footer?
Yeah. He's tried that stuff.
Yeah.
He absolutely has. We'll take more of your calls at 312-332-3776. Black and Abdallah.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Scream, totally. I agree. Scream. When you see that, like, scream, 100%.
Sometimes my wife just shakes her head because you and I are completely on the same wavelength. We don't even need to talk to each other half the time.
We're like Turk and JD.
We have the same. I forgot to mention something.
That's a Scrubs
reference
for Tyler. Have you ever seen Scrubs?
No, that's past me.
Okay.
No, I knew that's why I mentioned it, because I know
I'm not
that,
be that
Gen
guy.
Zier
not
over there
be that guy. Not
has never
be that
seen
guy.
Scrubs.
Don't
He's
give the young
good.
Guy homework.
See, here's
Don't
the problem,
give the
though.
Young guy homework.
Here's why I understand a young guy like Tyler sees it, because when they replay it on television
it's
now,
not
it's not in HD quality,
it's
so it's like
same.
Stretched
yeah.
on the screen, and
yeah.
it just looks awful. Not, but Scrubs was fantastic.
Let me just tell you this. The night of the finale, it was an emotional night in the Black and Abdallah apartment.
That was
an emotional night. It got real. Both of us were like, probably vacuum. It's getting real dusty in this apartment.
I think I went for a walk.
Yeah.
I went for a walk by myself for like 35
onion-based
minutes.
Dishes that night.
Oh, a lot of onions. Wow. So someone tweeted
I'm like almost tearing up now thinking about
it. The sheet?
Yeah.
Someone tweeted out the New Line Cinema logo, and it made me think of yesterday when I was doing my homework assignment and telling you guys about me watching The Running Man, because my homework assignment to watch The Running Man, all three of us watched it. Sorry, Tyler, you probably should have watched it too. No one gave you homework that night. Eric watched it. Chris watched it. I forgot that the first thing, because I forgot to write it down because I hadn't opened up my notes app yet, was the second I saw the TriStar horse, I was like, this is going to be amazing. Yeah. I'm already in, because what a damn movie opening. And then the first thing you think of when you have the New Line Cinema logo, what's the first movie you think of? Scream.
Scream.
Yeah,
Scream.
Scream.
It's Scream.
Hands on Scream.
It's easily Scream.
And it's what? Dimension? Is that
yeah.
the
mm-hmm.
the moment you see that? Because that was the first movie also where Scream was by that company as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hands down. Scream. Obviously. All right. Each night here on Black and Abdallah, we have our song of the night. Tonight's a little different, though. We have something that we want to bring to everyone's attention. We kind of want to figure this thing out. So every night at 6:50, we bring to you the song of the night.
I want to rock! turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... Never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
And Tyler, I'm not trying to age shame you, so I apologize if we were. It was just a show we really liked. It was a great show.
There's like a divide between generations, and you know that divide. Like the divide between my age group, like our age group, 36-year-olds, and my sister is Seinfeld. My sister's 5 years younger than me. And
yeah, she has no clue.
No clue what Seinfeld is, but like I know all of them. Yeah. Our generation, between Chris and I and yourself, might be Scrubs. That might be the show.
Is that the divide? Are we drawing the line in the sand now?
That might be.
Could Ted Lasso be the new version of this?
I watched it. I told you.
I mean, it's very Scrubsy.
He was
so
mad at me.
It's very Scrubsy, is it not?
Yeah.
God, don't be a hater, man. It's a very nice show.
It's great. It was awesome. I loved it.
We have
it
a lot to do.
Great 5 hours.
All right. Yeah. So here's the song of the night. Did you see this news story today that Post Malone is performing at a 25th anniversary Pokemon live virtual concert? Did you see this story?
Mm-hmm.
And did you see that the song he's going to perform during the Pokemon anniversary virtual concert this Saturday is Hootie and the Blowfish, I Only Want to Be With You? So we're going to take a sample of Post Malone making a cover of Hootie and the Blowfish's song from 1995, and then we'll listen to Hootie and the Blowfish. How's that sound? All right. Here's the cover.
Yeah.
Here's Post Malone, his Pokemon version of Only Want to Be With You. Are you a Post Malone guy?
I really do like Post Malone, and I'll tell you why in a second. Was that a vocoder?
They said it's supposed to sound like the original Pokemon video game.
It's you and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes you're crazy, and you wonder why. I'm such a baby, cause the Cowboys make me cry. So you changed the Dolphins to the Cowboys? Yeah.
You guys want more Post Malone, or you want Hootie?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, I like the Hootie
Tyler,
version.
Yeah, give me more.
It's good.
Post Malone.
Okay, here's the thing.
It's good.
I love
Posty. All
right,
let's get to the Hootie version, by the way. And go ahead. You can talk about Post Malone.
I love Posty. He's actually a very good musician. So he does a couple covers, if you can find them on the internet, of Nirvana songs, and they're actually really good. He's really talented. His rap stuff, his singing stuff when he raps might not be for you. I'm letting Darius breathe. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes you're crazy, and you wonder why. I'm such a baby, cause the dolphins make me cry. But there's nothing I can do. I've been looking for a girl like you. But I understand why some people don't like him. They just don't like his persona. I think he's really good. I've seen him live before. He puts on a really good live show.
What's not the like of his persona? Because he has tats?
Well, no, because they don't like the whole, like, singing about drugs and all that kind of stuff.
Who doesn't
like,
sing about drugs?
No, I understand that. I'm just saying.
You don't like the Beatles?
They
had songs about drugs?
Some people lump him into mumble rap.
Oh.
And they just paint with a broad brush and go, all mumble rap is awful. It's trash. Which is fine. That's what you want to do, whatever. I'm done fighting with mumble rap people.
Is that a big problem in your day?
Oh, wait.
Fighting with mumble rap people?
No. I support mumble rap people. It's whenever I hate on J. Cole, the mumble rap, the anti, they're like, you just like mumble rap. I'm like, okay, I don't, shut up. But there's nothing more 90s about this song or this video. Nothing. This is the most 90s I think you could get.
Yes,
like
it is.
This and maybe Blues Traveler. You could throw on a harmonica and Blues Traveler, but this song... This video, like, I just feel the flannel. It just feels like flannel.
Came out in 1995. Cracked Rear View. That was such a good album.
Oh, yeah.
By Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's a cover to cover hit machine. What's crazy is Only Want to Be With You only made it to the U.S. mainstream top 40. It got to number one, but mainstream rock, 20 or 2. U.S. alternative airplay, only 20 seconds. The song was everywhere. How is it only 20 seconds?
It really was. You were surprised that at how many number one hits they had off of this album.
It's 5, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Let Her Cry? Time?
Yeah.
Which you wanted to argue with me earlier today that Time was the number one hit?
It was like their fourth single off this album. So the order goes Hold My Hand, Let Her Cry, Only Want to Be With You, Time, and then Drowning. Those were the 5 singles.
All home runs.
Yeah. Hootie. I love Darius.
Darius Rucker's
Listen,
fantastic.
Give me a wagon wheel. Throw Darius on it. I'm not saying it's better than the original, but I'll listen to it more than I'll listen to the original.
Nothing like being in a bar in Tuscaloosa hearing wagon wheel playing.
Oh, man.
That seems fitting. That seems like a great time right there.
And every person in the bar singing along with wagon wheel. Yes.
Man.
All right, there you go. Only Want to Be With You, our song of the night.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
I want to hear the video game part of the Post Malone song again here at the start. Can you hear the little video game noises?
Is he going to do other covers?
Little
or is he
Pokemon
be out there...
noises? Well, he's made other covers before.
Yeah, I know.
But listen, little Pokemon noises.
Is that what happens when you get a Pokemon?
I don't know. I've never played Pokemon.
Is that what happens when you catch?
When you play the video game 25 years ago? Yeah, is that what you do?
When the app came out, I downloaded it, and then I opened it up. And
you walked around?
No.
You know, people are still doing that.
No, I didn't walk around. I opened it up. I found one. I go, this is dumb. I deleted the app.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.